Welcome to Women's Wealth, the podcast with me, Joanne. My mission is to educate, inspire, and empower you all to step into your own life of wealth. That feeling of being so rich in your mind, body, and soul. I'm so happy to have you here. Let's get straight into it.
Hello, you lovely lot. Welcome back to another episode. I am thrilled to have you all here. If you're a new listener or a new watcher, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you're returning, thank you, thank you, thank you for trusting me and allowing me to share with you every single week. Exciting news, because I have now started posting to YouTube. There is a new camera on the way. So if you haven't checked out my YouTube videos yet, please go and have a little go and look. So my solo podcasts are over there now. And yeah, there's a new camera coming, so the quality will be even better. I'm excited to share that, actually. So thank you for your support. Thank you for bearing with me while I'm just finding my feet with this podcast host life. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. I'm hoping that in another year's time, I will look back on these videos and it will be like, wow, look how far I've come. I might even have flashing lights on the screens and all of these things popping up, but we all have to start somewhere. So I hate this as your reminder that it's small steps, and whatever it is that you want to achieve, whatever it is that you want to do, everyone has to start somewhere. Everyone has to start with just using their iPhone as their camera until they buy a new and improved camera so their quality is better, until they get a YouTube editor, until they get millions of subscribers. Live that the dream. So today I want to share, it's more of an opinion podcast, and I was umming and ahhing whether or not to share this today, because I think it's kind of a touchy subject, because I'm allowed to have an opinion, and I'm allowed to have an opinion. I'm allowed to have feelings on things that I've seen popping up in the media. And I just want to chat today. I just want to share about some of the things I've seen and ask questions. And I'd love to hear your comments, your responses from anything that pops up today, because this is a minefield, but I want you to talk about it. What's the point in having a podcast if you can't talk about it? Come on, Piers Morgan, I guess, once had, no, I don't think he would have ever had a little podcast, but he shares whatever he wants on his channel. So here we go. What I wanted to talk about today, or the question that I've got, and I'm going to just feed into lots of different things that all come under this umbrella, is, as women, are we endangered, or are we becoming extinct? In the sense that we know and love women, or have known and loved women up until today. So I'm going to talk about the language used for women, the things that are sort of being pushed within the women's hemisphere, the woman's sphere, that are a little bit, oh, okay, this is new. I'm not quite sure how I feel about this. And I want to just get a narrative or ask questions around, what is this? Where does it come from? And how, as women, do we deal with this? So, yeah, let's support each other here. And whatever I say today, I do have my trusty little podcast, little black book, but it's all my own opinion. It's all my own feelings. It's how I'm thinking and how I am feeling at the moment. There's no hatred. There's no, discourse behind this of, no one's welcome. Everyone is welcome. Everyone's welcome to listen to this podcast. Everyone is welcome to love and be with each other. There's enough hatred in the world. Anyway, there's a lot going on at the moment in the world. So we need to rein in the hatred. So this is not about that. It's a question. And what I mean by that is, I've seen things and heard things on other podcasts and on YouTube videos. Where there's this narrative now of having to change the way that we are and that we refer to women to allow for other people to enter into the women's sphere. Now, you're welcome into the women's sphere. If you identify as a woman, whether you were born as a woman but or not, okay, fine, come in. Come and join us. It's nice here sometimes, but there's one thing that I feel is a little bit, there's something else that's edging on to this that might be a modern day phenomena, might have been brewing underneath. But when I've been doing a little bit of research and just reading around, you know, transgender women, there's a big, I mean, there's a majority of transgender women that also feel this way, that they are happy being transgender women. They don't want to infiltrate or change anything because it's happy. They're happy. They're happy. They've made the change. They are living as they want to live. They're accepted. You know, this is going on in the world. Yes, there's a small minority that just hate people anyway. So we're not going to talk about them. But then there's another minority of people that seem to want to come in and change too much, even down to the wording of what we call women. And there's an interesting documentary that I watched, which kind of fed my interest into this, that was What is a Woman? And it's Matt Walsh, and he goes around to lots of different people. I'm not going to go into all the ins and outs. It's not about that on this podcast, but just asking people, what is a woman? He went to doctors, psychologists, the people that work with young people. I can't remember exactly who else, but none of them would answer or could answer. And this is where I was like, what? This was new to me, which led me down a little bit of a rabbit hole. Now, this rabbit hole has been going on for a few months now because, you know, you dip into things. If you've ever got lost down a rabbit hole, you go down it, you find things out, you come back out. However, my rabbit hole was reopened last week because I saw a news story someone shared on their Instagram of a judge in Canada that in a case of, I won't use the words because I don't want to get blocked or anything, but SA, something that can happen to women that's not very nice. And it was a man that did it to her. So this happened to a woman, about a woman who was born a woman. And the judge did not call the woman a woman throughout the case. She called the woman a person with a vagina. And I saw this story and I was like, no, no, this is not real. But it was. Now, I was under an assumption of, I don't know, actually. This is where you guys can probably help me out. Because I had never heard, I've heard of these other names, and I've got a list of names here. And it's interesting coming from someone that doesn't live, I live in the Middle East. So when I see these things, yes, I'm from the UK, and but now I have this bubble. So sometimes I'm like, what? What is going on out there in the world now? Obviously, we hear about the war, the wars, plural. But these things don't really get in to us because it is a religious area that I live in. And these things go against their beliefs religiously. So, you know, I don't get to see it unless I watch or listen to podcasts. However, I have noticed when I've been watching UK TV and reading some and listening to books that people are very careful of their wording now. And yes, I know that it might upset some people, but to the detriment, I feel, of upsetting others. And, you know, calling a woman a person with a vagina, I think is, and again, this is my feelings, my opinion, really dehumanizing. If someone called me a person with a vagina, I wouldn't enjoy that. I would not. So what I did when I was going through my rabbit hole is, first of all, I had a look at the meaning of woman. Now, I've seen a few times and people post that woman is womb men. However, it's not. It's a little bit more simple than that. So man was like the overarching, you know, name for human. And then however, over the years in Old English, it's changed. What meant female comes under female Latin, woman, okay, became woman. So female, human. Okay, done. That is all. That's what it means. So therefore, what it means to be a female human is you have the female biology, you have the body part, the things inside. And yes, I know some women might not have them anymore, but if they were born with the XX chromosome, which it all comes down to, then woman. I know that some people don't want to identify as what they were born as. Fine, do that. Be happy. Come and join us. However, not to the detriment of the people that you're joining. And this is where I feel that when I'm listening to some of these things, I'm struggling to wrap my head around it because, okay, let's be welcoming. Let's all, like I've said, there's a lot that goes on in this world anyway to have any more hatred. But then what I see happening is there's a different kind of hatred that's coming through. So we have woman, we have the meaning of the word woman, but in this documentary, no one would sort of specify what made a woman. And again, I feel like that is very as a woman, it's really dehumanizing. It's a little bit disrespectful that you can't even tell me what I am because of what I consist of, because that is what it boils down to. And as I was researching, I actually found a really amazing podcast. And if you've not watched it, go and listen to Blair White. Oh, amazing. Now, she is a trans woman and she completely agrees, or her narrative is that, you know, they shouldn't be coming in and trying to take away from other people. And that's what I feel like is happening. So the judge in America, sorry, the judge in Canada calling the woman a person with a vagina, taking away that lady's womanhood because she is more than a person with a vagina. And I've got a list here of other names. I just, some of them, I'm going to go through. Pregnant person, breastfeeder. These came under sort of the category of what to call a woman instead of a woman. And it was kind of like splitting it up. So when they're bleeding, a menstruator, put my teeth in. People, person with a vagina, I've already said that one. When they're not pregnant, a non-pregnant person. menstruator, my favorite, a vulva owner. Not to be mistaken with a Volvo owner. Let's get that one right. A vulva owner. And I just think, has it really come to this, that we can't just use the word woman to describe a person who was born a female? And then people who choose to go different ways as they get older, then so be it. You can go and do that. But we still have our name for it. Because the more I thought about that, so I would have to change my podcast name. It's Women's Wealth. And I want to work with women. I enjoy working with women. So would that then mean eventually that my and other women's health coaches and, you know, some women want to work with women because of that energy, because of the understanding that we have the same body parts, you know? And I might find it difficult to work with someone who wasn't a woman. I've never really worked with a man, but I don't know about, my education isn't in around that. You know, I can talk about how our periods work, how menstrual cycle works, how feminine energy works. I can talk about masculine energy, but I can't talk about the health and well-being of a man and how his anatomy works because I don't relate with that. You know, and I'm sure that a man wouldn't want to listen to me. Well, no, actually, no, I take that back because I follow some really good, some men who talk a lot about working with women and their cycles. And it's really refreshing. It's amazing to see that they've taken time to go and learn about this. So, yeah, I take that back that a man might not want to work with a woman if a woman's educated herself in, you know, the way that a man works.
Just interrupting this episode to remind you to please like, subscribe, drop 5 stars if you enjoy listening to my podcast. It really does mean the world to me. And also to remind you, you can now watch every episode on my YouTube channel. Head to YouTube, type in Joanne Wealth, and I'll see you there.
And just coming back to the masculine and feminine energy as well. So everyone has masculine and feminine energy. So if you are a man who relates with and feels that they embody feminine energy, amazing. Because there's lots and lots and lots of women that embody more masculine energy. Our target there is to find our equal balance. We should have masculine and feminine energy within us. But, you know, identifying as another gender is then something else. And I then also think that some of the examples that I've seen that some people who choose to identify as a woman are not then embodying this energy. And it is an energy. And it's then women feeling safe being around this energy, if that makes sense. So, for example, if you have a gay male friend, their energy is probably really feminine and you feel safe being around them in their feminine energy. When you go into a unisex toilet, there's a certain energy that goes on in there. But if there was this really toxic masculine energy, you wouldn't, as a woman, you wouldn't feel safe. As women, there's so many places that we don't feel safe. And by having something else enforced on us, it's quite scary. And I watched a video of a trans woman who came across as very masculine still in appearance and genital wise and size wise, who was very threatening because they were not allowed to go into a female toilet, or they did and the women questioned it. Now, I completely understand that, because the energy that you're giving through the video was also very scary. Now, if you embodied that feminine energy, then you went into the toilet and it wasn't from a bullying, toxic masculinity point of view, then so be it. There's no issue here. And I think this is where the lines are getting blurred. And again, in my rabbit hole, when I was doing a little bit of research for this, I also found examples of stories that, so I actually watched a podcast and they were talking about crime rates of male-orientated, I think that would be the right word, male-orientated crimes. So I can't remember the facts and the figures. I should have written these down. But for example, being a serial killer. Serial killers, the majority, if you look it up, are mostly male. That's why when there was Rose West, there was such a big, you know, she was, yes, Fred did, they both did equally, but it was kind of like, whoa, there's a woman? Because data-wise and trend-wise, it's generally men. And again, you can fact check me on that, just quickly Google it. I'm not looking against men, but there are crimes that men tend to commit compared to women. However, in this news story, sorry, in the podcast, they were talking about how there's a rise in these crimes being committed by women. So I was like, oh, weird. Like, what's going on with women then? Why are women committing these crimes? You know, is there something that we need to look at? Is it mental health, et cetera, et cetera? Now, these women were trans women. And some of them not even looking like a woman. And again, this got me thinking of, now, are we going down a slippery slope of, yes, we're welcoming and, you know, everyone's loved and bring, you know, identify as what you want to identify as, go with what your heart is telling you. Are we going down a slippery slope now of just being able to pick or choose to identify as a woman, to then, if you're going to be committing crimes, you're treated like a woman, you're sent to a women's prison, when in fact that this is not true. So we're using then the label of woman to get out of a sticky situation, which, again, my feelings, my opinions, looking at the pictures of the people who committed the crime, that may be the case. There was also instances of similar people being put into women's prisons and then things happening, doing unkind things to women in the prison. And again, that just raises those questions and concerns with me of where do we need to draw this line? Because it's an impossible line to draw. So as a woman, it's quite scary and it's quite concerning to think that this safety net that women have had to work so hard to find, and it's still a safety net with massive holes in it, that now it's been infiltrated. So again, my thoughts and feelings that when I'm a woman, when I'm walking around as a woman, there is always in the back of my mind, especially when I am actually in the UK, in my home country, my hometown, like, don't go out after dark, don't walk certain places after dark. And you're thinking, right, I'll go this way because I know there'll be CCTV, there's going to be cars on the road. But then if there's too many cars on the road, someone might pull me in the car. Do I wear my headphones or not wear my headphones because I don't want to get mugged? And then you walk past a gang of people and it's scary. And I'm very lucky to live in a place that doesn't have that. So then when I go home, I'm even more scared. But this is a thing, you know? And again, checking the stats of, and every, I feel like every year there's a huge story where, was it last year, the woman who did all the right things, called her friend, told her friend she was going home, which way she was going home. Did she share her location? But still was then taken by a man and, you know, murdered. And, you know, there's these stories. So we have to be careful anyway. And then we have the added stress, the added fear of people who are then identifying as women being in our spaces. And again, that's no hatred against the people that are doing it for the right reasons. This is the people who may be doing it for the wrong reasons. And as women, we're paying for it, or something's been taken away from us to make space for something else. And that shouldn't be the case. And using woman, when is it fair to call you a woman if you're just deciding to identify as one? I don't know. And again, my opinion, how would we even measure that? How do you feel like, is there a test? You know, do we test people on womanhood? Like, do you mean, that's a joke, by the way. So, but how would we do that? How as a society do we judge whether or not someone feels a certain way? We can't, which is why I feel like there's a bit of a slippery slope. Call me, you know, I'm a millennial. Maybe this is a Gen Z thing. And I'm just like, what is going on? So, sorry, went off on a tangent then. And another thing that I found when I was, so we had the women, people identifying as women committing crimes. So the crime rate of women going up, and then these same people going into women's prisons, you know, how do we overcome that? And again, I did say this podcast was more of a chat. I'd love to hear from you. We then also have, and I watched again a really good podcast with Joe Rogan and Riley Gaines. I think I've hopefully got her name right. And she is the swimmer who had to swim against a male counterpart and who identified as a woman, who they actually drew. And she even said in the podcast, this never happens. And it was like 11 seconds, 0.49 or something along those lines, but exactly the same. So they should have shared the trophy, and the trophy was not given to her because of how it would look in the press. So this then sparked, her whole career has had a huge shift, because obviously this is her life. This is something she's worked hard for. And then suddenly it's taken away from her because, again, of a decision made by somebody else. And I'm not going to go into all of that. But what really interested me, and this is the part that really upsets me and bothers me the most, is her and her teammates then having this person walking around the changing rooms, towering over them, also with their full genitalia on show. And when they did ask about this and when they complained about this, they were told that they should seek counselling if they're upset by it. Now, again, in what world is that okay? Because again, it's questioning and bringing the matter of safety onto women, which we've fought so hard to have our own spaces, to have our own toilets, to have safe spaces to go as women. And I think the more that we sort of question or don't allow women to have their voice and start infiltrating the change, you know, the term woman being questioned, it's bringing in this sense of being unsafe again in places where we should feel safe. Those swimmers should feel safe while they're competing. That shouldn't be an issue. And there's other things that I've picked up on when, again, doing my research here, and as a woman, just feeling as if we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, because naturally we want to nurture, we want to care, we want to welcome. But then when it's in a way that's pushed and forced, we're then stuck, because it's testing us as women to, you know, are we going to stand up for how we feel, or do we just agree because we don't want to upset? And that's what women face a lot in this world. And what, again, we've had to sort of work our way through this of, even in the job sphere, women are very unlikely to ask for a pay rise because they don't want to upset, or they don't want to come across in a certain way, where men will just ask. And again, there's stats and figures that I've read about this, and women who do ask may be called, you know, oh, she's stepping over her mark. And a man would be like, wow, he's asked for a pay rise. And this still happens. And this is where men and women, without even bringing in people who identify as different genders, men and women still have that inequality. And men and women, in some ways, are not equal. And I'm very vocal about, and I share it on my social media a lot, that women are not small men. We have tried years and years and years and years of fitting into this man-shaped box, you know, the 9 to 5. Even the fact that the 8 hours sleep is based on the average male. And so women are like, oh, I need to get my 8 hours. When women are menstruating, we actually should be getting 11 hours for our bodies to totally recover. However, do we ever see that published anywhere? No. And even for ourselves, we put ourselves into this, oh, I'm just being lazy. We need more sleep. And there's still this huge gender data gap where lots of things, and I have had done a podcast on this before, maybe I'll refresh and do another one, but lots of things in this world are made specifically based on a man. And a lot of the medicines that we take are, you know, generally tested on men, because it takes too much time to test on a woman. You need to find 28 women at different parts of their cycle, 32, however many you would need to do, so you can test to see what happens on each part of their cycle. Then there's pregnant women, breastfeeding women, women who want babies. So this is why, and, you know, quite rightly in those cases, that a lot of tests aren't done on women. So we're still living in this, you know, there's still this bias. So in some ways, you know, we're not going to be equal there. Where we should be equal is pay. And if we're doing the same jobs, then we should get paid the same. In other ways, I don't want equality. I'm quite happy now I've learned about my body to live and nurture my body in a way that helps me. And I've stepped away from the corporate career ladder to start my own business, so then I can work within my feminine. And I am allowed to do that now. You know, I wouldn't have this podcast, or I really have time to do this podcast, if I was still teaching. And some of the other things that I'm able to do, I'm so grateful for, because I stepped away from that. And it was a big leap to take, and it was quite scary. So as a woman who is, you know, living within this modern world, stepped away from that and has finally really tuned in to what it is to be a woman, to then suddenly see within the media that even those beliefs are now being taken away, or the only things that make us a woman now are that it's a pregnant person, breastfeeding. We own a vulva owner. Maybe I may change my Instagram name to vulva owner. But, and I hope this makes sense when you're listening, that, you know, this is not against anyone else, but we need to sort of take into account women and what they're going through. And by just flipping the narrative to try and include people who are now identifying as women at the detriment of women. I hope that makes, I think that makes sense. Because it is. And I really do feel like it's quite scary and it's quite concerning. And I don't know how we're going to navigate through this, because there's a lot coming from the other side. Personally, I think it just sticks to the language that we know and love, because women are female humans. If you've made a transition, we put that prefix in front. If you're choosing to be something else, then, you know, so be it. But I think sticking with the prefix, and a lot of, you know, when I've been doing this research, I'm not even going to go into it because it's not my world, but there's a lot of people in that world that are also feeling this way. What I will do in my show notes, I will put the podcast that I, you know, did this little bit of research. But yeah, women, I feel like we need to group together here, because there's something within me that feels protective, and I want to protect the word woman. I want to be able to call myself a woman. I don't want to be called a vulva owner, really, even though it sounds pretty cool, but no, I don't want to be. And I'm sure when you go, and if you have babies and you go into maternity, that you're not just called the birthing parent. You're the mother of that child within you. And we shouldn't have to take that away. And if that birthing parent is of another gender or identifies as something else, then give them a name, but don't take away ours. So I hope that you resonate, and I hope that today maybe I've given you some food for thought, and I would love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments, reach out to me, because I feel like this is a minefield. And if I feel this way, and I was a bit worried about doing this podcast about how I feel about all of this, then I'm guessing there's a lot of other women in the world too, and also a lot of trans women who are feeling like they just want to live happily in their lives and they don't want to take anything away from anyone else. But there's this group of, I'm guessing we can just, is it extremism? I don't know. And I have been called anti-feminist, and so be it. If I am anti-feminist. Actually, one more thing before I finish, because that leads me on nicely to anti-feminism. As I was researching for this podcast, I also came across an article about modern women feeling lonely. And it was modern day feminism that they blamed, or they acknowledged as being one of the reasons for their loneliness. And it made me so sad. And it was things like when women go out to a bar, you know, nowadays men won't approach them because of the fear of being called sleazy or creepy or getting laughed at. So that doesn't happen, because there's these modern day feminists that are like, don't approach me, don't talk to me. You know, there's that kind of attitude. And there was women within this article that want to find love. They don't want to do it online because people are hiding behind a camera and not hiding behind a phone. And it's just not the same. And they want that old fashioned being approached in a bar and, you know, having that choice of, do you want to see them? Do you not want to see them? And, you know, people having, you know, the work crush But now the work crush doesn't exist because, again, fear of emails from HR that you've, approached somebody. And touch wood, I'm happy. I'm within my relationship now, but I did reflect and think, gosh, I wouldn't know where to start with that because, I'm not old. I am a millennial, and millennials didn't do it that way. It was kind of normal for a boy to come, man, to come up to you and, ask you out. But from this article, this modern day feminism of, don't do this, don't approach this, men have to have X, Y, and Z, blew my mind. And again, it's just another barrier that women are now having to face, that you can't even have your own views. You're anti-feminist if you're going to go against that grain. I will end there. So thank you so much for listening and watching if you've watched this on YouTube. And again, just to reiterate, no hatred here. Everyone welcome. These are my thoughts and feelings, things that are running through my mind. How do we overcome this? How do we all live happily ever after? And how can we still keep being women without these dehumanizing names for us? Let me know what you think. Please like, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Drop me 5 stars if you're listening on to the podcast app. And I will speak to you all and see you all next week.